Shock and Awe, written by Spatz and read by Calicuria. An alternate take on Lepagus's Space Princess Poe. This won't make any sense if you haven't listened to that first. Recorded for Rena Jenkins on the occasion of her birthday. This story features a relationship. Poe, Finn, Rey has been rated for teen and up audiences and has been tagged, "No archive warnings apply." Rey's reaction, 7 months later, is similarly difficult to manage. Finn, with his continuing inability to relax into the afterglow, starts it. "Poe, tell her about the... you know." He gestures, a sweeping motion that encompasses everything between his groin and his head, so Poe has no idea what he's supposed to be warning Rey about. He takes a wild guess. "She already knows about the hair thing, Finn." "Not the..." Finn makes a frustrated noise, like Poe is the one being unreasonable here. "The prince thing. King. Whatever." "Oh, right." He'd planned to wait a bit, but at least Finn had the decency to wait until Rey was in the middle of the bed. They'd have a much easier time delaying her into seeing sense if she tries to storm off like Finn did. He turns to Rey and says, "I'm the hereditary ruler of a small planetary system in the mid-rim. King, technically, but there's a regent, since I don't come of age for another decade." "Oh," Rey says, her nose crinkling. Poe can't resist leaning in and kissing the crinkles before pulling back to watch her reaction. On her other side, Finn cranes his neck to see. "So," she says at last, "why was that so important to tell me?" Poe blinks at her. "Because I'm royalty?" "Well, does it really count if you're not actually doing the job?" Poe splutters, but Rey continues, ruthlessly. "And in any case, we're not your subjects, so it's not like it matters to us. The way Finn was talking, I thought you were going to tell me you had some kind of disease." Poe tries to come up with a rebuttal, but his mouth just opens and closes involuntarily a few times, without any sound coming out. "Should we go get breakfast now?" Rey says, her nose crinkling again, this time in concern. "You look hungry." Finn tips forward to press his face against Rey's bare shoulder, wheezing with laughter. The end. Thanks for listening.